know, we have one more work session left on the mosquito report. And if you would bring us up to date, Karen, and then we'll I will ask the Department of Agriculture, Conservation, Forest representatives to discuss some options with us. And with that, Karen.
Basically, it's the same sort of situation that we had with the milk tier pricing report. Is the committee received the mosquito-borne disease plan from the department a week or so ago, and there were some recommendations in their report to the committee, and the committee discussed some of them, but took no action. And there are a couple of outstanding issues that the committee needs to check in with the department about. One of them was Maine DEP rules of whether there needs to be some sort of exemption in the event that a mosquito-borne disease event happens and spraying would become necessary. But from what I understand, there's discussions going on with the Attorney General's office that no legislative action may be needed, and might be good to get an update on that. And then there's also the issue of the state authority. If there is a public health emergency declared from the Commissioner of Health and Human Services, the department does not feel it has the authority to undertake a spray program. It's a different issue if it's a civil emergency is declared, then certainly that would trump any municipal ordinances. But those are sort of the two outstanding issues that come to mind. So I'm sure Henry could explain that much better than I just did.
Thank you. Before we let Karen go, or at least any questions for her specifically? All right. With not, who's going to come up from the department to discuss where we should be maybe going with this?
And while they're coming up, the only thing I will add that you, I hope, already know is that the committee does have authority to submit a bill this session relating to this subject matter. So that's one of the reasons why we're having this work session.
And at the public hearing, I remember Henry saying something to the effect he thought there may be a concern with DEP, and so that's one thing. The other thing I've heard since we've had the hearing, there may be some concerns about municipalities having their power overridden by the state, and I think that, if I understood it correctly, that only would happen anyway if there was a civil emergency declared. That may be the case, but that has come to my attention. So I would ask that Commissioner, you or somebody address those two issues to begin with, and then after that, whatever you may have.
I'm Mary Wells Eager. I'm the attorney and the legislative liaison for the department. And first, as to the exemption, which is found in Recommendation 3, it has to do with the title rights and interest in the Chapter 2.
What page are we on?
It is page 10.
So we're
on
page 10. Okay. Hang on just a second. Let's all get caught up. Page 10 of 12, that section,
yes.
The very first section, okay.
Yep, so it's number 3.
Yep.
And so it says, consider legislation to exempt public health-related mosquito control programs from the title rights and interest requirement. And that refers to Chapter 2, which is a DEP rule, which has to do with aerial spraying that brings in the Clean Water Act.
Mm-hmm.
And our agency has talked to DEP and with the Attorney General's office, and because this Chapter 2 deals with aerial spraying in water, and this would be spraying on land. And also because there's says that you have to demonstrate title rights and interest. It says that you have to show sufficient title rights and interest. So the consensus is that rather than having a specific statutory exemption, that the if DACF has statutory authority to spray, that would be sufficient interest to allow us to get what we need from the rules anyway without having to need a special statute to do that.
Did I hear the word if they had the statutory? So they do not have that at the moment unless there's a civic emergency declared?
Civil emergency.
Civil, I mean, sorry.
There's a question if there's a civil emergency or if there's some, it's not clear. I mean, if there's a civil emergency or state municipalities have some legal authority under their public health responsibilities, so there's an argument there that that would allow them to have sufficient interest as well. But that sort of follows into why we wanted to go forward with proposed legislation on the aerial spraying, too, to make it clear that the department would have the sufficient authority to spray and therefore would solve the problem with the rule as well.
Okay. So that's here we're talking about. That's not the three individual chapters that we've already talked about.
No. This is different.
Yeah.
This is part of the mosquito report and part of it was related to LV 292 from last time.
Right, from last time. Yeah. All right. Are there other questions? Yes, Commissioner.
Mr. Chairman, I'm Walt Whitcomb, the Commissioner of the Department, and I asked to be here today to emphasize the importance of moving ahead with a policy. If the committee takes no action, and I appreciate the amount of energy you folks have put into this and many others over the last several months, we're very, very concerned that a default policy really is a non-state policy, and it puts us in a very, very tenuous situation of only reacting to emergencies instead of planning ahead. Our amendment that that Mary Wells Eager will be discussing with you in a little bit is we firmly believe, and the professionals that you well know in the Bureau, is a team approach to a problem that is going to be here. It already is here. A non-policy is a very, very tenuous situation. Municipalities are not well positioned, as you know, to deal with this on a town-by-town basis. And they're already being forced to ask this question of themselves in York County, and it will be moving north. As you well know, towns, just like I do, you know, they have the best of intentions, limited opportunities, and don't always work well together. Mosquitoes and mosquito-borne areas are not terribly concerned about municipal boundaries. And so any effective control is going to need to require a coordinated effort, and you know our experts are probably the best to lead that effort. We don't believe that a governor-declared civil emergency is the way to approach this topic. We think we need to be proactive, and you folks have gone already down that road with introducing this. We appreciate that any time you mention the word, you know, dealing with insects and insecticides, it naturally raises flags. I think there's a lot to be assured of in this state that Maine has the toughest pesticide regulations in the country. We have always led on that issue, and in effect, by moving ahead with an amendment to deal with mosquito policy in a coordinated way, you're still showing leadership and not relinquishing the laws that we are somewhat proud of that we adhere to as a state. We are not advocating for wide area spraying. We are, as you can see by the people in the room, we're advocating for a continuation of our landmark integrated pest management process, that we approach it very, very surgically as the problem approaches, but that we be serious about approaching and controlling, you know, disease vectors that are going to kill people, and already are. I'm here to emphasize the critical nature of developing a policy and not kind of leaving us, you know, waiting for a civil emergency. It's just not a wise approach to this issue. So we're committed to working with you, obviously, in developing that policy, but we're even more committed to using our experts to putting it in place and to be getting our folks on the ground. You know, the Triple E, the West Nile are here. It's going to get worse, and we think it's critical that we put our entomologists and traders who are taking this very, very seriously, give them the opportunity to be on the front line. I'm not here to be the expert, you know. You know them. Only here to underline that we want to work on this problem ahead of time, not afterwards.
One question I have that I think as I went through this, we kind of had a for lack of a better term, a rough draft a couple of 3 years ago. I see no mention, or at least I don't think I see a mention of the University of Maine in here as any expertise in...
Well, I...
That was pretty self-evident.
We have identified...
I didn't say we had expertise, I just said. There's no mention of the University of Maine, which was in the original.
And we have emphasized that we intend to stay very, very current with all the research that you and obviously and the others are doing. I mean, I think that, as you well know, Henry and the rest of the staff intend to be on the cutting edge of your research and as well as your control processes. So, and we're all hoping for a miracle, but we think we need to be planning ahead as well. And so I can
I don't know where that amendment is.
I can write a word in there if that's what it takes. Yes.
No, I was just curious. So that, but I was serious because I thought in the original one there was mention of the university in there, and which was 2 or 3 years ago, and I realized it changed. But so that was my reason for asking that. But I don't know if you're the one, or maybe will be Henry. Where I guess I'm looking at is where I started out, that certainly the three bills that we passed for amendments to the chapters gave basically authority to the towns to have kind of control of their own destiny in the case of mosquitoes or whatever. Now it almost seems like I'm hearing, and it's been brought to my attention, that if we go down this road and all of a sudden give the power, now we're giving the power to the state, and that they could usurp municipal rights and do whatever needs to be done, like you mentioned yourself. I mean, and as we all know, mosquitoes do not stop at the boundary of the town and say, oops, I'm not going over there. So it may be a bigger problem, and I understand that. And I can see it also could be a problem if one town opts to spray and another one doesn't opt to spray, and I don't know what good you've done. So I guess I just, that's where I'm kind of going with this, and I'm just curious what this will do, and maybe it's when Mary comes up to explain it to us, but that is my concern at the moment, because I think with some concerns before about even municipal spraying, so...
Yeah, I think that, and of course that's the nature of where you folks need to be looking at things is sort of the myopic. We're concerned about the larger picture of even being able to work with these folks in advance and developing plans with them. What you're not advocating, but I mean, can be a part of a civil emergency. It's just a very rough way to do it where it's all overridden. So I think we're anxious to have an opportunity to use the integrated pest management and so forth to use a multifaceted approach with these towns. So